from Messiah Parakas Mishnah Dalit Hamakab El Sada Mechavero Belo Ratzal Lenachesh. Somebody receives a field from his friend Bechakiris, meaning that he will do the work on the field and he promises the owner a set amount of the crop. And the worker on the field does not want to weed the field. And the worker tells the owner of the field, what do you care whether I weed or not? As in any case, I will give you your chakiris, meaning the set amount that he promised him. As when he does not weed the field, the grain does not grow as well. But since he promised the owner a set amount, the owner will get the same amount no matter what. As opposed to if he was an artist where he gives a percentage to the owner, certainly the owner of the field can force him to weed, as the owner stands to lose if the grain does not grow as well as it should. Ein shomelo. Even so, in this case, we do not listen to the chakir. He has to weed the field anyway. Mipnei sheyachol lomelo, as the owner could tell the worker, lamacha atayoyse mimena umala lefana asavim. Tomorrow you will leave the field, meaning when the contract is up, you will not work on the field any longer, and then I will have a field that is full of wheat, so therefore the chakir has to weed the field. Somebody who received a field from his friend, the arisus, meaning that he does the work on the field and gives a percentage of the crop to the owner. And the grain did not grow very well at all. And now the artist is not interested in doing any further work on this field as it is not worth it for him for the amount of grain that has grown on it. And the owner is interested in having the artist continue to work on the field, so at least he will get his percentage. If the amount of grain that grew in this field is enough to make a kri, which is a pile of grain that consists of about 2 saw of grain, then the artist is mechuyev to continue working on the field so that the owner will get his percentage. But if there is less grain than that, the artist is not mechuyev to do the work on the field, and the owner will not receive his percentage. Now this is talking about arisus, but if the worker on the field made a deal with the owner of the field that he would give him a set amount of crop, this is called chakiris. In that case, he has to give him that amount of crops no matter what, no matter how much grain grew on the field. And even if the grain did not grow very well and it does not have enough grain for him to give the amount that he promised the owner, he would have to go buy the grain and give it to the owner. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma kitzva b'kri. Rabbi Yehuda says, how can we set the amount of a kri? As it should depend on how big the field is. As a bigger field, more grain would have to grow on it for it to be worthwhile for the artist to continue working on the field. Ela im yesh ba kedei nefila. The amount that has to grow on the field that would force the artist to continue working on the field is that if the grain that grew on the field is at least the amount of the seeds that were planted in it, then he has to work on the field. But if the grain that grew is less than that, the artist is not mechuyev to continue working on the field, and the owner will lose his percentage.